Happy Monday to you podcasters. You may tell this one's a slightly different one because Claire has left me. No, well, she's not really. She's just unleashed the beast and I am podcasting all on my own. So I'm super excited, a little bit terrified, but yeah, I feel like maybe when the Spice Girls split up and they went out on their own, like it's my first solo performance and it's a little bit daunting. So I really hope that you enjoy it, and we'll be back together, we reunited. Claire and Anna, the Slimming World podcast, will be back ready to rock and roll next week. So welcome to the Slimming World podcast. Just before we get into the nitty-gritty of today, just remember, I'm not a doctor. As much as I would love to be and sometimes feel like I am with the amount of time I've spent in a hospital, I am no medical professional. So please don't take anything I say in medical terms because it might get you in a sticky situation. Also, do you know what? Everyone's Slimming World journey is so super, super different. What's worked for me, what's worked for Claire, what's worked for other people might not always work for you. So really, just use this as a kind of pinpointer and a way to move forward. But just bear in mind that your journey might be really, really different. Another thing is get in touch. We so, so, so love to hear from you. It really makes our day when we get emails and DMs and messages. It's so gorgeous to have your interaction. So we've got the Instagram, which is at Slimming World Podcast. So do tag us in your posts, drop us a photo, let us know about your awards. Also, we've got an email, which is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. If you have some time, we'd really, really also love it if you subscribe to the podcast because you'll get a little ping when it comes in on a Monday. And also, if you could review and rate us on Apple Podcasts, it just means that we could get to help and support even more people, which is an amazing feeling. So, it's by the time you are listening to this, this is going to be around Christmas week. I know. Really, really, really tough time of year, isn't it? And I know what the inbox has really been pinging with is about guilt and the fact that everything is totally lost and there is no point and I might as well park it till January and I've lost my mind and I'm going to gain all my weight and I can't deal with the temptation of the Christmas markets and the chocolates in the shops and the mulled wine, you know, wherever I turn, the fact that I've been invited out so many times. And in the last few weeks, we've kind of really been looking at that and working on how to handle lots of situations. But what I wanted to really, really help you guys with today is about letting go of this guilt this time of year and letting go about the fact that you really feel like you can't nail this to the floor. Because you know what? It's never lost. There is always an absolute opportunity to go away, seize the moment, take control, let go of negativity and really, really feel fabulous about yourself. So if in your head you've got that kind of harsh, critical voice telling you that you're useless, that you've messed up, that, you know, Christmas is going to be a write-off, that you just might as well go and drink lard, let's turn that voice down. Let's fill today, your mind, this week, your run up to Christmas with positivity, motivation, excitement, lots of positive vibes. And really, really talk to yourself about that, you know, joy that you want to bring to your life through control. Because guilt and shame are two of our biggest kind of sabotage techniques. We do it so much and we almost don't recognise that we're doing it. We convince ourselves that we've got to be good or we've got to be bad and there's kind of nothing in between. And what I've really, really worked on a lot with my own members and in my own journey is about letting go of guilt and understanding that guilt is something you bring to the table almost in a way when you feel like you failed, almost when you feel like there is no hope and when it feels too big. Now, this time of year, I think what we have to recognise is that emotionally for us, it can be a super, super difficult time. Christmas brings together people that don't always necessarily gel. It also brings together people that you don't always see very much. It also brings up, well, for me, it really brings up a lot of kind of emotions, a lot of sadness, missing a lot of people. And I know for me, it's taken me a really, really long time to work on how food plays into that. So for example, right now, I used to love Christmas so much. It was my absolute favourite season of the year. I loved the preparation. I loved the shopping. I loved the songs. I loved the Christmas decorations. I loved just that build up. I loved the build up of groups and getting people prepped. And then my dad passed away 3.5 years ago, and Christmas was one of his most favourite times of the year. For a good Jewish man, it was quite hilarious how much he loved Christmas and how the run-up was exciting, and he'd prep the food and he'd always buy new knives and new cutlery in the kitchen, and he'd always get us a new electric toothbrush. And since he passed away, Christmas for me is filled with so much pain and sadness and almost guilt and upset that he's not here to enjoy it with us, that I found myself, rather than embracing what I used to do, that I was getting caught up in that kind of food is my comfort at that time of year. Well, actually, I don't want to embrace it, but what the hell, I'm going to crack open the mince pies and eat 6 of them. And that happened to me kind of last Christmas. And I just realised how my sadness of my dad not being around was then magnified by the sadness of the fact that I was eating more food. So this year, I really decided that I was going to try and find joy in new Christmas traditions and new things that I could do that would have a positive and profound impact. So most of you know I've got a gorgeous 2.5-year-old, and just seeing Christmas through her little eyes has been the most exciting thing in the world. And just to watch her fall in love with everything that Christmas is, you know, watching a child discover Father Christmas, watching a child put a Christmas decorations up and a tree has been an amazing thing. So what I've had to work really, really hard on is stepping away from the food as comfort and then the guilt which was on top of it. Because if you are like me, and how I used to act before I almost retrained my grooves in my brain, the guilt, I would eat something, feel so guilty, and then I would eat it even more because I felt so guilty. And before I knew it, I was in this downward spiral that I couldn't break, and I'd get bigger and feel worse and just couldn't get off the train. So a few really, really, really handy hints and tips. And again, if you're in a Slimming World group, get there. If you're an online member, reach out for that help, because this is going to be where your teams are. This is going to be where your absolute cheerleaders are. So the kind of most important thing for me to acknowledge is that I'm feeling a little bit sad, I'm feeling a little bit stressed, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm feeling a little bit like I need some comfort. So acknowledging for me psychologically is really important, so I don't try and bury it. The next really an important thing is food and eating. Free food fixes it all. Free food is your saviour. Free food is your absolute guilt-free. Well, food optimising is your guilt-free kind of step to success. But filling up. This time of year, hunger is the most dangerous place to be, because you will go and hit those high-trigger, high-sin treats. So keeping full. In my fridge, I've got pasta salad, rice salad, potato salad. I've got free frozen jacket potatoes that I batched cook. I've got tins of beans in the fridge. I've got my gorgeous healthy extra cheese, bags of salad, baked oats. And these are just a few of my comfort things, because if I know, if I'm left to my own devices and I feel stressed out, feel a bit sad, I'll go and eat. My third kind of tip would also be talk it out. Let the people around you know that guilt is seeping in. You've kind of fallen off the wagon slightly. The emotions of Christmas are making you feel a bit overwhelmed, and you're liable to eat. And could they help you? Let them know what you need, because sometimes just lifting that burden can really, really, really help. The fourth thing I would say, and my group members will tell you this, plan a bit more, and then if in doubt, plan some more. So, you know, this is true of any time of year, but for me, my comfort and control comes in knowing that actually Monday breakfast is 100 billion beautiful percent food optimized. Monday lunch, do you know what? I have got to look at the menu because there may be some calls that could really kind of set me off on a downward trajectory. And I need to make sure that I'm a bit bold in that restaurant and get new potatoes instead of chips with my steak. I know that Monday night, do you know what? I'm at home and I can absolutely free food it. But Tuesday morning, I'm meeting my girlfriends for Christmas brunch. And I'm going to really need to plan my free food, my healthy extras and my sins really carefully so that I don't lose all control. So that's just a little example. But for me, it really, really helps to kind of know what you need to plan in and where you need that degree of flexibility. My fifth tip would be, can you swap it up? So if you're in a situation where you are cooking this time of year, you're literally going to have people and guests around where there is normally a high sin thing, like pigs in blankets, for example, potentially they could be really high sinned if you used a chipolata, if you used bacon that had lots of fat in it. But if you went and got a free food sausage, for example, and you went and got lean cuts of bacon, you could free food those or make them even lower sin. So always think on your head with the free food. You know, could I make my own stuffing that won't cost me sins? Have I got enough fry light in to kind of make those potatoes, you know, absolutely sin free? I'm lost with how many tips I've given you. This is where I'd normally have Claire to prompt me. I think I'm on number five or six. Well, whatever it is, fill the gap in. If you are a little bit of a drinker, plan. Know your tipping point. Because we often discuss this. And again, get your groups to help you out with this. Know where you are liable to go. Because if you are like the average kind of woman, two and a half glasses of wine, at which point you lose a lot of your self-control, your inhibitions go, you drink more booze and then you eat. Plan. Make a swap to a different drink that doesn't trigger you. Have those free foods to grab instead of hitting the takeaway. Make sure you've got a hangover breakfast, because it's when things like that go wonky, guilt absolutely sets in and you think, God, I've messed up. Let's order a pizza and carry on. Also, another really, really important tip is get to group. Get that help, get that support, get on those scales, soak up that environment. Because my mum used to say to me when we didn't want to do our chores when we were little, many hands make light work. And what I know of Slimming World groups and the power of the support system is when your journey feels really stressful and feels really overpowering and feels really out of control, your group, your team is going to be your anchors. They're going to be the ones that are going to motivate you, inspire you, support you, teach you how to cook Slimming World roast potatoes. They're going to be the ones to give you the booze swaps. They're also going to be the ones that give you a cuddle and tell you not to worry and almost reroute you. So make sure you get to group. Another really, really important thing is almost count the small wins. I was just talking to one of my lovely members who felt like she just failed this week. And do you know what? I was saying to her, you haven't failed. You have absolutely triumphed. Because do you know what? You're trying. You're still going. So count the fact that breakfast was food optimized. Count the fact that, you know what, you didn't get the signature hot chocolate with 14 foot of whipped cream and 76 marshmallows. You went for the black Americano. Count the fact, you know what, that a journey is made up of a million steps, and this is only one of those steps, isn't it? So, you know, really, really celebrating those achievements and making sure that that voice is turned up and is louder. Because if guilt sets in at this time of year, it's like an absolute virus. It will just come in and affect your every being. And that's when it can absolutely unnerve you and you think, don't worry about it, I'll go back in January. So another tip would be, and you can tell I've totally lost count, is going to be make sure that you get into your Slimming World groups, your online membership, that you're checking in and weighing in between Christmas and New Year, because that is when again, you need that support. But also, that I find personally, I love food optimizing Christmas. Like, it's my 20th Christmas. I actually really enjoy what I cook and having the flexibility to have a really beautiful pudding and work it in. But for me, the roast dinner is such an easy one to do. And actually having beautiful smoked salmon and scrambled eggs for breakfast and, you know, maybe a little glass of Prosecco. But it's that kind of in between bit when you've got like loads of leftovers and you're going to visit people. And my husband loves a turkey sandwich and a packet of crisps, but he doesn't just buy one packet of crisps. He buys about 7,000. So getting to that kind of way in image therapy after Christmas week is going to be an absolute vital, vital point. There's also an amazing little gift for you in your groups as well that's going to be really, really inspiring and empowering. So yeah, making sure that happens. But my biggest overall tip is be proud. Today, get a pen and paper and write down something weight loss journey related that you are proud of. Do you know, I've had a year with my weight where, as a lot of you know, my health has been absolutely horrific. You know, in and out of hospital. I've just hit, I think, my 22nd week of steroids. My face is puffed up like a little hamster that's been like eating for 12 years. And my weight isn't necessarily where I want to be. I'm about 10 pounds off target. But you know what? Today, I put on a pair of skinny jeans and it needed a blinking belt. It hasn't needed a belt in so blinking long. That I just literally cheered. Daisy came running into my bedroom. What's the matter, Mummy? I said, no, Mummy's happy. She's celebrating. So for me, that's a really big win that actually my jeans did up and I needed a belt. And the fact that with everything that's been thrown at me health-wise, I haven't gone in and hit all the burgers and the chips. I've really, really tried to work hard where I can. And forgiving myself and forgiving my body for the fact that I wanted to hit 2020, 10 pounds a stone lighter, but it's okay that I'm not. So write that proud thing down. Is it, have you got into a new Christmas dress for work? Guys, have you got a new shirt? I remember my hubby for our wedding had a really, really tight fitting shirt and he was so proud of himself because he'd never had a skinny fit shirt and that was his proud moment. So lads, is that happening to you? Because it's a really, really important thing that we absolutely hit Christmas celebrating. So there are my tips. They're my little, hopefully, pearls of wisdom that are going to help you through this really difficult time of year where guilt and emotions can be really high. And while everyone's singing those Christmas carols, you might be feeling a little bit deflated and a little bit fed up. I'm an absolutely glass half full person. So think positive, think about what you've achieved and not what you haven't, and think about how you want to spring into January. And you know what? Dull down that negative voice of guilt, of disrespect in your head, of sabotage, and turn up that sound of positivity, self-love. And you know what? The rest will absolutely flow. So tune in next week when I will be reunited with my absolute partner in crime. And it's really hard, this. Do you know what? When you're wittering on your own, you've got no one to look at to go, yeah, does that sound all right? Have I talked an absolute load of rubbish? So thank you so much for listening. As ever, don't forget, we have got our Instagram at Slim and Well Podcast. Do tag us in any pictures, any awards, anything that's going on. Let us know what you're thinking. Do drop us a comment. Also, our email is slimandwellpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe as well. So for now, have a fantastic week. Lots of love. Bye.